Timberline resident Julie Eihausen is running for the Park City School Board, she says, because she has experience, is passionate about education, is a hard worker, and has time to put into it now that her children are older. One is in college, the other a junior at Park City High School. She says her strength is in the knowledge that she's acquired by serving on many different levels as a volunteer in the district.
I've been on multiple district committees, gifted and talented co-chair for 4 years. I've had my finger in a lot of the district pies. I also attend the school board meetings and have been for a little over 8 years. And so I feel like I'm knowledgeable with how the district operates and with the budget.
She says the focus she's had on the district budget has led her to believe that money is being wasted.
And so when you see something that you don't think is right, to actually speak up against it is very important. And I do believe that our district for years has been really wasting money, wasting taxpayer dollars. I'm very annoyed to hear that we are once again talking about a tax increase. 2 years ago, we had a $4.3 million tax increase, and now they're looking at another $3 million tax increase. The only cuts to the budget were at the site levels. So they cut, again, the principal budgets by another 25%, and at the district level, all we're doing is adding administration.
Eihausen sees a lot of fat that could be trimmed.
I would never ever say, oh, this person's job or this person should lose their job. But in actuality, is the fact a reality that we need 5 secretaries at our high school? That's just one area that I'm pointing to. In our maintenance department, every single person who's in our maintenance department is a licensed journeyman. And I know we're talking about people and jobs, but do we need to pay that much for what we're getting out of that? And then I also think we need to have a conversation, because this always happens. It starts at the bottom. They start talking about aides. That's where we're going to cut. I think we need to talk about the effectiveness and the efficiency of the people that are making $100 an hour and not the people that are making $10 an hour.
She distinguishes between money spent on teaching staff and on the rest of the staff.
A lot of blame goes on, oh, well, the teacher's compensation, oh, the teacher's benefits. But in actuality, they're only 60%. They are not that 85%. And I just think we need to look at our effectiveness and our efficiencies, especially before we do another tax increase.
Further efficiencies could, however, be instituted within the teaching staff, Eihausen says. An example is that while some teachers need a double prep period, which is currently given to all teachers, some should only need one prep period.
In looking at it, is this equitable? Is this fair to a teacher that's teaching a history class or a language class? Is it really fair to ask them to do all of their prep and time in the same amount of time that we're giving to, say, I don't know, a foods teacher?
She advocates for a fair evaluation system for teachers created by teachers.
Is if the teachers actually are the first people who come up with a draft. They need to come up with, you know, this is how you would evaluate a PE teacher. This is how you would evaluate a Spanish teacher. This is how you evaluate a language arts teacher. Something that holds people accountable.
That's school board candidate Julie Eihausen running for the District 5 seat. The primary election is June 24th. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.